The Michigan Supreme Court has agreed to consider taking on a case that could change the rules on whether any public money could go to the state's private and parochial schools. The court invited arguments on just what exactly the state constitution says about this question. And Michigan Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Plute is here to help clear this up. What happened today, Rick?
So it's a little technical, Cindy, but there are appropriations in the last two state budgets that set aside $2.5 million a year, each year adding up to $5 million to reimburse private schools, including parochial schools, for the costs of complying with government mandates, things like health and safety. And that's as long as they don't go directly to curriculum and instruction, things that they say are incidental to the specific job of educating students. And the last word from that came from the State Court of Appeals. It was a split decision, but the court panel voted 2-1. That's okay.
Okay, so the fight moves on. And these budget provisions were adopted when Republicans controlled Lansing in both the legislature and the governor's office, right?
Exactly. And we should point out that this was not sleight of hand. Many Republicans who support this made clear their intentions were to press the boundaries so the state could provide some amount of funding to private and parochial schools.
So they adopted these budgets just to kind of put the camel's nose under the tent, so to speak.
Exactly. And these public school groups are saying no way. We spoke with Don Watruba with the Michigan Association of School Boards, and he says private schools, parochial schools, they should shoulder the same burden as other private employers.
State government often passes requirements onto private entities, work safety laws, and all kinds of things in that space, and the legislature is not creating appropriations to offset those costs for private employers.
So the ACLU of public school groups, they're challenging this part of the budget. Mm-hmm. $2.5 million out of a $17 billion education budget doesn't seem like a lot.
And it's not. But ACLU attorney Dan Karopkin told us they know that's not the point. Like you just said, Cindy, the camel's nose under the tent. He says the stakes are high if this appeals court decision stands.
Future legislatures are going to be empowered to send even more money from taxpayer dollars to private schools when the voters of Michigan have voted time and time again that they want public school dollars to remain in public schools.
And what Dan Karopkin is talking about is Michigan's constitution and any amendments to it. They are approved by voters. That is, this is the specific stated will of the electorate. And also, Michigan voters have rejected an amendment to allow school vouchers.
Now, the state Supreme Court has not said it will take the case, right?
Right. The court asked for arguments about whether it should take the case. But that is a pretty strong signal that a majority of the court wants to do something to settle this question.
Anything else to add?
Well, Justice Stephen Markman, a Republican on the court, issued his own separate concurring opinion on why he thinks the court should take this case and make a decision.
What did he say?
He said, well, there are lots of things in play here. The meaning of the Michigan Constitution's language, but also how that plays with the U.S. Constitution, especially the Establishment Clause, which says the government shouldn't do things that favor one religion over another. This could get bigger before it's all settled.
Rick Plute is the State Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thank you, Rick.
My pleasure.